And there are repercussions and consequences in sin, and we all do it, and there's no doubt about it. But God says, I'm going to come in, if you allow me to, thank me, because be grateful that my mercy is there forever and ever and ever. I want to build you up. I want to make you stronger so you don't get back into that mess, so you don't get back into that sin. God's going to help you. Over and over and over again, he will help you because his mercy endures forever. God wants to really bless you. There's no doubt about it.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Amen. We're back again. I want you to know that again, yeah, I want you to call. You need to be grateful to God of what you're going through. You may be crying your eyes out. You may be depressed. You may be lonely, discouraged. You're probably angry. You know, we go all through these emotions that people do go through. And it's normal to be that way. But don't stay that way is what God is saying. Get out of the mess. Get out of all that. How do we get out, Pastor? How do we get out of that? Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God and say, Lord, I thank you because I know you're going to help me through this. I'm going to praise you anyhow. It doesn't matter because you already said I'm going to go through it. Because if he was persecuted, you're going to be persecuted through all the tribulations and the trials that you're going through. And he's going to make you a lot stronger. That's how you get out of what you're going through right now and how you're feeling right now, your emotions. That you're going through is by believing that God will take you out of it, make you stronger. He said, and David wants Psalms 23. He talks about how he'll make a table in the presence of your enemy. So it won't make no difference what you're going through. He's going to bring you to peace. He's going to say, hey, I got you. There's no doubt about it. You're going to make it. I'm going to make you a lot stronger, just like he did Job. So I want to pray with you, don't call a number, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. God wants to bless you and uphold you in all the things that you're going through. Some are being hurt right now. And, you know, a lot of us, we turn to alcohol and think that it will, you know, just take it away. And we go into some other world, you might say. But you come back to it, and that's not going to bring you a closer relationship. It's not going to take away the problem that you have, whether it's drugs or whatever you use to try to erase the hurts and the pains and the emotions, because we have to go through this, okay? No matter what, we have to go through it. This is the reason why God allows these things in your life, like he did with Job. I mean, He said, man, this is a perfect man. And what he meant was that he was a man of righteousness, not that he never sinned, because all men have fallen short of the glory of God. He sinned in his life, and he knew about sin. But he called upon God to help him. He thanked God for everything. And that's where we need to be and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm going through this. I know you're going to help me. You're going to make me strong. I know it's your will that I become stronger in what I'm going through. Even though, you see, God will use the sin that got you into this mess, the consequences that you're going through, and I've gone through as well, and he is going to take this, use it to make you stronger, as Paul did the same. He did it for Paul. He said, I'm going to make you a lot stronger than you ever imagined. You're going to go through all kind of bad things, all kind of trials, all kind of sufferings for me, but at the same time, it's going to be for you as well, because it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you a whole lot tougher. Hallelujah. You need to get tough. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to get a whole lot tougher. You can't just let the devil walk all over you, but you're going to get tougher no matter what, as long as you think in God and believe in God, is going to make you a lot better. You're going to be more prosperous as well in life. God's just got so much for you. And we look at Job, you know, again. But I want you to call the number if you have anybody. If you have any prayers, I want to pray with you. You are out there. You need to know that we are here to pray. And to me, that is the key factor in my life and always been. And, of course, others as well. You know, we need to pray and ask God. Prayer is just a communication with God. You know, we communicate it. We got to have communication. You know, you can't have just a one-sided communication, okay? And if you want to communicate with God, you need to pray as well. You need to talk to him, pray with him, and ask him. It's a request that you're asking God. He says, I'll answer all your prayers. There's no doubt about it. The moment that you speak it, before you even finish saying it or asking him, he says, I've got it made. I got it for you right now. Hallelujah. Now call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. It is an awesome thing to know that God loves you. I know you out there, y'all listening. I know a lot of people tell me that y'all listen. Some of y'all don't like to call in, but that's okay. I know y'all listening, and it is important to hear what God is telling you, because I know right now you're hurting and you're in pain, and you lost somebody. You know, you're grieving people that you've lost, and it hurts so bad. But thank you, God, that you're going to help me. I know you will. Just thank him. I know you might be crying while you're thanking him. It doesn't matter. Just thank you, Lord. I know you're going to help me and make me stronger through this. This is where we need to be with God right now. And here, that's his will. His will is for you to thank him in everything. I mean, it's hard to imagine that you can thank God when you're going through hurtful things that you're going through right now. So there's a lot of people out there who have lost some people through death and are grieving heavily and don't seem like they're going to make it. But I come to tell you that God says, hey, you're going to make it if you just trust me. Glory to God. God's going to come through for you. There's no doubt about it. He'll make you a lot tougher than you ever imagined. I had someone tell me, oh, I ain't going to make it. I'll never make it through all that. I wouldn't make it like Job. Yeah, you would if you trust God and thank God. God knows who you are. He says, man, I know my boy. I know my Job. I know you. He says, you're my child. And God doesn't make junk. I tell you that. He makes the greatest of people. And in everything, awesome God that he has. And these are his principles that he has placed into the spiritual realm that when you thank him, you become stronger. Don't complain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't complain. Excuse me. Remember, call that number, 484-2500. He wants to bless you. He wants to make you stronger. There's no doubt about it. Call the number. I want to pray with you. Or if you have a comment, whatever you have, excuse me, whatever you have, call that number, and God will come through for you. There's no doubt about it. God's going to bless you. Job is just one of my favorites because of all that he went through. There's no doubt about it. And what he went through, and the more I read about it, the more he begins to talk to God, and he tells, and then next thing he comes and he the devil, he throws a meeting, you know, he sends out a meeting and for all the sons of God to come together, and there comes the devil again, you know, accuser of the brethren. He will accuse you, of course, but God brags about you, you know. Bam Bam, he's a man. Look at Bam Bam, man. Man, that's a good guy, you know. I mean, so I love that guy. He's my child, devil. Glory to God. That's what he's telling the devil. Hey, that's my boy. That's my girl. He's letting y'all know out there, you know, that he loves you very much. And he begins to brag in there, the devil. You know, well, if you touch his flesh, you know, he will curse you. Well, it didn't happen, okay? And even though he did come to the point of where he was dying, okay, he had boils, all right, which causes staph infection, and no man would live with that many balls, okay? That would be on staph infection that he had. There's no way you could live there. You know, there's no way. Man, he had them all over. Glory. We ain't talking about one or two. You know, his body was pretty much entirely covered with them, according to the Bible. And you can imagine the suffering he was going, but he thanked God anyhow. His wife says, curse him. Oh, man, curse God, man, and die. You know, man. Say, you foolish woman. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Don't curse. Curse my God. Right, man.
I didn't know crack was around.
Yeah, it must have been. Oh, Lord Jesus. Man, she must have been on something. Don't you dare curse God. Oh, Lord, no. I'm going to thank God. I ain't going to curse my God. I'm going to thank him. And that he did. There's no doubt about it. And not only his wife, but, you know, we have his friends that come along, so-called friends, I guess, and they begin to accuse him. And the thing about it is instead of comforting him, they begin to accuse him and discourage him in every kind of way. What kind of friends are that, you know? Friends of that encourage you and comfort you and let you know, hey, you know, God's going to bless you. You know, he's going to help you through. Those are the friends you need. They encourage you and bless you. There's no doubt about it. And there they are trying to talk to him and discourage him in every which way. But that did not faze him in believing God and thanking God that he knew that in the end he was going to come out one way or the other. Glory to God. Because he was God. And so the same thing with you, that God has, whatever you're going through is very hurtful, very painful, very disturbing, we can say. You know, there are times when we become disturbed. But nevertheless, God can bring you peace. You know, how do you know that is God's will of what you're going through? The Bible says the peace of God will rule in your heart. He will rule. And when you have the peace of God, he rules on whatever you're going through. That's how you know that it is the will of God of what you're going through, so you can become stronger and mightier. And we all go through these things. And I want you to understand that God, again, he knows the outcome of what you're going through, and it is good. And so, again, don't complain to God. I know that we do sometimes, but get out of that. Change your attitude to gratitude and being grateful to God that he's there with you and he has a purpose for what you're going through. And you know, for my purpose of living, and as we said earlier, Bam Bam said earlier, and him as well, that we are living here for a purpose and a reason, and has made us stronger than we've ever been. And to where we can tell people, hey, you know, praise God, hallelujah, God has something good for you. So keep that in mind and call the number, or if you got a comment, you know, we would like to hear from you. That's 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Again, we're looking at what you're going through. You're hurting. I know some of you out there and driving in the car, some of y'all are sitting, you know, at your kitchen and probably having something to eat and have the radio on, and or maybe watch, sitting on your recliner, and you're just miserable. But God says, hey, I can assure you that I'm going to take you out of the mess that you're in and get stronger. Thank God. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Glory to God. Don't feel sorry for you. Don't get into that mode. But know that God has something good for you in the end. Push forward. Move forward in your life because God has something good. And pray to him and ask God. Call upon God. That's the reason why you're going through some of this stuff, so you can call on him. That's the reason why you're in the mess that you're in, so you can call on him. Some of you have strayed away, far away from God, even though you've born again and all, and that doesn't mean you're not saved, but a lot of you are just going way far away from God, and it just like, you know, hey, where are you at? You know, what kind of relationship do you have with God right now? Find out, you know, how strong are you in the Word of God? How is your faith? Most people say, well, how can I gain more faith? Thank God. Hallelujah. That's what he said. Hallelujah. James says it in James chapter 1, and he talks about count it all joy. When you fall into divers temptations, to the tribulations, to the trials, for it is the trying of your faith that works patience. And when you have that, he goes on to say that your prayers are heard. You become stronger, and God will answer you. That's why. That's how your faith becomes stronger, by thanking God, because that is the key to it, of where your faith. Now, faith is the one. Hearing the word of God, you must hear it over and over. But in order for it to be, again, real and alive, you know, you have to believe it. in order to believe it, you got to really thank God. Because if you thank God, then you're saying, well, yeah, I believe you, God. I thank you. I know some great things are going to happen. So there's no doubt about it. I get excited about the word of God because I know that whatever he says is going to happen. Hallelujah. To you too. God got something good. Call the number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. God has something very, very powerful for you. He's going to make you stronger. People will recognize who you are. You're a child of God. They're going to say, man, that is a man of faith. That is a woman of faith because they're thanking God. They're praising God, hallelujah, for what they're going through because God has something good to do. So for you, so call the number 484-2500, or if you have a comment about what we're talking about, maybe you've gone through some of this stuff and you're thanking God, whatever God has done or testimony that you have, you're welcome to call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. It's whatever you want, whatever you feel in God. You see, people need to hear from others as well, to hear testimonies of what God has done for you. I know what God did for me, and I will continue to let people know what he did for me miraculously. Gave me a new liver, and man, I feel young again, you might say. You know, it's just awesome the way he worked this thing out. You know, I was dying, you know, and if they wouldn't have got me a liver, I would have been dead, you know. I mean, I was just dying. I didn't have long to live. And now I feel like, shoot, I can just move the world. Not that I'm not going through stuff, folks, because I go through things as well. But at the same time, it's like God is so awesome. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is just so awesome of what he's done for me. And I just want people to know that. And I did promise God that I would tell everybody what you did for me, Jesus, and he'll do it for you, you know, because I'm no more special than you are. He loves all of his children like natural parents love their children all the same, that because it's love. And he loves you, and he loves me, and he'll do the same thing for you. So just remember, if you got a testimony too, call the number 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. You're out there, and I know you're hurting. Some of you right now just need help right now. You need help. Some of you right now or just can't seem to get out of it. You're thinking about committing suicide, and don't do it. Okay, all right. Call God. You right now. You want to commit suicide, and you have those thoughts. And quit thinking that way. Thank God and say, Lord, help me. Thank you because I know you're going to help me go through this. And just believe God. Thank him. Thank him. All of you out there, you're going through a lot of problems. Someone just had a miscarriage of their child. You're just grieving, and it's very hurtful. God says, I will bring you peace. Call upon me, and he will help you. And so right now, I just want you to know that God said, lift up your head and give him thanks that he will help you through all of this. Well, folks, call that number, 1-877-464-2500, 484-2500. God wants to really bless you and make you a lot stronger like he did Job. He gave him twice as much than he ever have. But he had to tell Job, get out of that and become a man, Job. Get up and be a man. Arise, he said. Get up, quit being, you know, complaining. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Don't stay like that, he said. No, you know, you're saying, I would have never been born. And I'm the same way. You know, a lot of times I say the same thing. Just remember that God loves you so much that he wants to help you in every which way, and God wants to bring you good things in life. So call that number, 484-2500. God wants you in the name of Jesus. God wants you. Praise God. We got a caller. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you this. when, you know, I don't, God should love you, any man. And then I don't, you know, pick at nobody. When it's time for me to go to church, I go to church. And, okay. You know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I love everybody. So, and the enemy is still coming in my yard. Like when you get out there and work your flowers in your yard, mind your own business. Mm-hmm. Then they hate you for that just in this little area, you know, where I stay at. And then I tell the Lord, I let the angel throw them back across the fence in the yard, because throw them back over beyond in your own yard, because God said that let the enemy be kept to protect you. And so, and some of them so nosy, I said, they're so nosy, they're cutting my tree. They need to get a chair and sit in the middle of the road if you're that nosy, but I know they nosy. Then you can see everything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I said, that's what they can do. Don't cut my trees and limb and stuff like that.
Wow, wow.
They nosy. I said, if they're nosy, they ought to sit in the middle of the road, get a chair, and, you know, then you watch everything. But don't pick at me, because I don't pick at nobody. And so I'm still having trouble. And then I went to LA yesterday, and this old woman came up in my house. She picked locks, and then she, I was going to wear my new dress tomorrow. It was like I buy my clothes from JCPenney, and then like the $80, $90, I say, stay there another month, and I'll be back to get you. And then I go back and get it, pick up my bill. And then she got a big mama dress up in there.
Uh-huh.
And I looked last night because I was going to wear it tomorrow. I said, Lord, she got a big mama dress up in here. and I was so mad, and so I don't want to beat her up.
Oh, Lord, no. Okay.
That's make me mad when I'm in here pleasing, with my husband died going on 3 years. He died on my birthday. Real died on my birthday.
Right. I understand.
And so I don't pick at nobody, and so I'm pleased staying by myself, because I'm not looking for no man, because no man can be beating me up. I can beat these women, so
no.
I'd rather love on God and go when it's time for me to go to church and pleasing God. And so me and God is all right at this house.
Amen. Well, I can understand that, and the thing with that is, remember, you got to learn to forgive them, and your emotions are normal, you know, to be angry. Even sometimes being kind of have hate towards your heart sometimes, you know.
I don't hate, because a long time ago I used to hate a person when they do me wrong. God took that away from me.
Oh,
so,
you know,
I love them. I love them, bitch.
Amen.
I just speak to them and go on by my bitch.
Yes. Well, that's a perfect way. I'm glad that's sort of like a testimony of you know, what we're talking about is, you know, being grateful to God and thanking God that you're able to do that, you know, and making you stronger than ever what you're going through. You're going through the persecution there, you know, people are, you know, doing things to you, but yet you
they
still love them. Yeah, you still love
and
them.
Then every morning I get up and I say, Lord, I'm looking for you to, you know, he become raising the sun up, shining right in my bedroom window. And then in the 6 o'clock in the morning, I just be down there praying. I said, Lord, I'm waiting on you. And I'll be looking for him. And then later on, he chimed up with the sun, bring the sun up every morning when it's not raining.
Amen. Well, that's a good thing, sister. I'm glad I'm glad that you have a relationship with God, and you're letting people know that no matter what people do, we do go through emotions again. We get mad and stuff, as I said earlier. But God makes you stronger to love people, and that's where he wants us to be. And so that's a good testimony. And keep doing what you're doing.
And then I told the Lord, I said, well, I go, Lord. Anything you want me to do, I do it. Because when he would tell me to get up, a missionary going on at the house. And so, and I said, Lord, my children, they're so in the world. They want to be in the world and all that kind of stuff. It's,
right.
I'd rather change that. I'd rather, I love to pray. I'd rather change and do. I'd rather do the healing, and I'm not gonna get up. I'd rather walk behind you or beside you to do your work. Tell me what to do and stuff like that. I said I'm real for you, cause this world don't owe me nothing. This is a trouble world.
Right, right.
Yeah. And if you come right now, I ain't worrying about that house. I ain't worrying about that car. Just take me out of here. If you come now, you hurry and come on.
Amen.
I'm just tired. I ain't got nothing against nobody. Uh-huh. I'm just tired. If you call me now, I'm ready to go.
Amen. Well, that's a good thing. Well, praise God. Yeah, that's good. You know that you're born again. You know you're saved, and you're ready to go. Like Paul said, I'm ready. If I stay here, I live in Christ. If I die and go to heaven, I'm still with Him. So regardless, and that's your attitude, and you're thanking God. And that's a great thing. So keep doing what you're doing and keep testifying to people and keep loving people, and it'll make you stronger no matter what you're going through. And I want to thank you.
I'm 82 years old, and so
wow,
I'm not looking. I ain't looking for no man. Only man I'm looking for, and that's God.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, sister. That's a good thing, a good attitude. God bless
you. Like I told that girl, I said, because I've been shoot a man in his stomach and blow him up in the air, because you're not going to jump on me. You're not going to hit on me. I got six children raised, my other nieces and stuff, and I see how the men's doing. All this old dirty stuff. I ain't got time for that.
Yes,
I can speak to him going by my bit.
Okay. Well, God bless you. We appreciate you for calling and keep it up. God bless. Folks, I want you to know this one thing, that God loves you so much and he wants a relationship with you. You need to be saved. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, and he'll make you stronger and stronger. You're the child of God. So right now, you need to be saved from going to hell. That's the bottom line. You need to ask him to come into your heart and be committed to him, and he will save you. He'll help you go through your life. And doesn't matter what you go through, he'll help you go through it all. Just remember giving thanks to God. So I'm going to say a prayer, and if you want to be saved and God will change your life, please repeat the prayer and mean it and believe that God will definitely change things in your life by saying, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me for all that I've done wrong. Wash me in your blood, Jesus. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. For I commit my whole life unto you. And baptize me in the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen and amen. Praise God. You are all there and all my listeners out there. I wish and prayed today is a good day for you, because today is the day of salvation. Make sure that you ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he'll save you. You'll go to heaven when you die. That's an awesome thing. He'll make you stronger. Keep your faith. Thank God every day from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep, and even in your dreams if you can. Glory to God. Thank him all the time. It is the force that will enable you to gain stronger faith in the Word of God. So God bless you all. This is Reverend Carmouche wishing you again a very blessed day, and thank you for being listening to us, a grateful listener, and I thank you for all of you out there. So be blessed. Amen and amen.
It's that time. It's that time. The prayer.
Again, we do send prayer cloths.
Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either
if you are a Medicaid recipient with diabetes and are tired of pricking your fingers, Diabetes Depot is for you at 318-469-0709 to get a blood glucose monitor that's pain-free at no cost. You'll also receive a free Walmart gift card to purchase over-the-counter items and healthy foods. If your blood glucose meter is over 2 years old, and you're currently paying for your diabetic supplies, it's Diabetes Depot at 318-469-0709 while supplies last to get these items at no cost. The Diabetes Depot is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
It's the Southern Quartet Gospel Explosion! Presented by the First Evening Star Baptist Church. Featuring Purposely Chosen from Baton Rouge. With Maestro KJ Misty Yeah Boy. Friday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. Also featuring God's Extra Anointed. The Junior Disciples. TJ and Trinity.
If I had a chance.
Along with Pastor Sam Smith and the Newborn Gospel Singers. Brother Darrell Hopney is your MC. The Summer Quartet Gospel Explosion is coming to the First Evening Star Baptist Church, 6511 Bayou Rapids Road in Alexandria. Pastored by Dr. Sir Ron Williams and First Lady Latristy Williams. Tickets are only $15. You need more information? 318-542-8871. Friday, June 21st at 6:30 p.m. It's the Summer Quartet Gospel Explosion. The First Evening Star Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
For is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out.
That's a little song that we used to sing years ago, and we still sing it now. And it just says, Jesus on the main line, you can tell him what you want. And how many know that his line is never busy? Look at somebody, tell the neighbor, whatever you need, you can call on Jesus. Tell him his line is never busy. If you really believe it, clap your hands and praise the Lord.
Seek, and ye shall find. And gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.